USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
8 Ukrainian regions have been the sites of missile strikes and shelling in the last 24 hours, underlining that the whole country remains under threat despite Russia's pivot to focus on the eastern part of Ukraine. 9 civilians were killed in Kharkiv Friday. More than 50 were left wounded. Russian forces shelled an oil refinery in Lysychansk that caused a large fire Saturday. A regional governor said it wasn't the first time that the refinery was targeted. He also accused the Russians of trying to exhaust local emergency services. Russia has stepped up airstrikes after Ukrainian forces sunk the Moskva, a Russian warship, though the Kremlin said that it was fire aboard the ship and not the Ukrainians that brought it down. It warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine, or it could face unpredictable consequences. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
5 people will split the $50,000 reward for tipping authorities to the subway shooting suspect in Brooklyn, New York. Information from the individuals led to Frank R. James, who was arrested about 30 hours after the attack. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. On Friday, New York Mayor Eric Adams honored the MTA workers who helped victims after the shooting.
You risk real danger to save the lives of everyday New Yorkers. When bullets were flying, 33... to be exact. You stayed calm, stayed focused, and you saved lives.
10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. Miraculously, there were no casualties, and none of the injuries were life-threatening. COVID-19 cases are on the rise in some states. That's following a 2-month decline. Experts are concerned that the coming wave, caused by the BA2 variant, will cause hospitalizations to spike in the coming weeks, and that the wave is bigger than it looks. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The American Medical Association says anywhere between 10 and 30% of patients might experience long COVID. That's prompting them to ask about symptoms and what to do.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He's been working with long-haul COVID patients and found some techniques to help. Top of his list, getting good sleep.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody. You don't necessarily have to go to a long COVID clinic. You need to see your primary care doctor or your therapist or somebody who you trust.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Governor Mark DeWine has tested positive for COVID-19. His office said he is experiencing mild symptoms and that he received a monoclonal antibody treatment Friday. DeWine, who is fully vaccinated and received his booster shot, is currently in quarantine. The most famous tenants at the National Zoo in Washington had an enthusiastic Saturday morning breakfast as the zoo marked 50 years of its panda exchange agreement with China. Mei Jing and her cub had a cake made from frozen fruit juice, sweet potatoes, carrots, and sugar cane. It lasted about 15 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.